99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay. Hey there, Kelly.
Hey there.
All right, so I want to start with a quick audio quiz for you, okay? It's one of those, like, if you hear a certain word, you may be this. If you hear another word, you may be this, but it's one sound. Right.
Okay.
It's kind of like, remember, like the dress where if you saw a gold dress,
right.
some people saw a blue dress.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one of those. All right. All right. So this one should help with maybe. I mean, it kind of deals with a little bit of a serious subjects.
Apparently, if you hear Dahlia, you are depressed, and if you hear Rose, you have ADHD.
All right. So if you hear the word Dahlia, then you may have depression. If you hear the word rose, then you may have ADHD, and you're thinking to yourself, man, these are two completely different words,
well,
right?
Yes, and then yeah. I already know the right answer. I don't want to be depressed.
Well,
maybe you shouldn't tell me that part first.
Well, here, let's
okay.
continue on.
In a few seconds, I will play a sound. Comment which one you hear.
All right, so I need everyone's attention right now, all right? What you hear next will determine, all right? So listen carefully.
Penis.
Yeah, I didn't hear either one of those words that we mentioned previously. I didn't. I think this is a trick quiz.
What do you think you have?
I heard penis. So what does that make me, psychotic? I feel like I'm a little psycho. Or this is a trick. One of the two. I don't know which one yet.
Do we need to hear
know.
It again?
I feel no, no.
Do we need to hear it again?
Nope. Oh. I think we all heard it. We all heard it. Is that going to be every word in this entire quiz, or is that just a quiz? That's it.
That was it. So yeah, if
that's great. Depending
on what you heard,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I don't think I'm depressed. So yay!
All right, that's good.
Silver lining.
That's good.
Well, that was an aggressive start. Okay.
All right. All right. We good?
That was a sharp left turn.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. A quick text from our listener, Geneva. I'm with Kelly. I heard the same thing.
Oh, okay, great.
All right.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
You're not alone.
That's great.
All right. If you're confused as to what we're talking about, you may want to listen back to the podcast, WDJX.com. Tap listen.
Warning, it's aggressive.
Well, it talks about ADHD and depression. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
All right, let's get to a feel good.
So Florida police pulled over a delivery driver on an existing warrant. He was on his way to deliver groceries to a house in Titusville. Now, although they arrested the driver, this is the yin, and then there's some yang, mm-hmm. which is the feel good lane.
Okay.
The police officer still delivered the groceries to the homeowner.
You ordered groceries?
Yes.
Your driver got arrested, so we're delivering your groceries.
Wow.
Yeah.
You haven't had that before.
No, but we didn't want your groceries to go to waste.
Aw.
Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
I mean, they understood the assignment.
They did.
They understood the assignment perfectly.
They did.
Now, the driver was wanted on felony charges in Florida and Texas. Maybe we need to do a few more background checks?
Oh.
Maybe.
All right, well.
Exactly. But kudos, the feel-good part.
There you go.
The officers finishing following through with the groceries so that the customer is happy and got what they paid for.
All right, love it.
Yep, there you go. You can see the video from their Ring doorbell camera at WDJX.com. Brought to you by the Bell of Louisville.
SZA or Jack Harlow, it's your choice. Pick your ticket, 99.7 DJX, Gazebo Fest, right around 8 o'clock. We'll hook you up with that here on 99.7 DJX. Well, I don't know if Beyonce just found what the trend was and released a country album, or if she has inspired others, but Post Malone is apparently working on a country album now and posted up this little clip.
Larry Franklin. That's sick.
Yeah, so that's just him kind of in the studio, like listening to a track that he's working on.
Is it a real song, the one that he posted with Morgan Wallen? Because that's fire. We need it released ASAP.
I think he is going to be collaborating with several people. And
Posty moving in a country direction is not like, doesn't sound off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sounds like the natural next progression. He fits right in.
I mean, he started off in the hip hop lane, which is crazy that, you know, he has just evolved over the past 10 years.
Well, he can kind of do it all. Like, he can rap and he can sing.
Yeah, for sure. But he's featured in Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter, under Levi's Jeans. So if you wanted to check that out, I mean, them together, they sound great, by the way. And so we'll find out. And he's working on a Christmas movie.
A Christmas movie?
Yeah, he's going to appear in a Christmas comedy coming up a little bit later on this year.
Okay, Christmas comedy, I can see.
Yeah, and it's an awkward story of a kid writing a letter to Santa and misspelling it and it going to Satan.
Okay.
I guess.
Sharp left or Satan gets mail?
I guess Jack Black will be a part of it. And Keegan-Michael Key will be a part of it, as well as Post Malone. So
does Satan become a nice guy and decide to start delivering some presents?
Don't know.
From Wayward Santa letters?
Don't know.
Okay.
So, yeah, Post has got a lot of stuff in the pipeline.
Well,
here.
And if you blink, you missed him from the Roadhouse reboot, but he's in that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that out already?
Yes.
That is out, right?
Yeah. I saw it.
Okay. Now, the original... The original is really old.
It is, but it was like a campy, like, kind of iconic movie that just everyone has seen.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is good. He looks good.
Okay. All right.
The camera work is bizarre.
We'll leave it at that.
And it was a whole lot of, like, why.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
So, check that out. By the way, more on that movie from Post Malone up at WDJX.com.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Shall I go first?
Sure.
This is your ha-has gave me the hot-hots. Woman for man.
Okay.
I don't really know what that means just yet. I have a feeling we're going to find out. Oh my God. You were so funny the other night at the comedy open mic night. You were the comic who had the joke about Ken hooking up with G.I. Joe. Hilarious. I don't know why no one else laughed. I thought it was so funny. I was the unnatural blonde sitting four rows back that shouted, "Hey, G.I. Joe, I'm Barbie. Let me see your weapon."
Wow.
I was a little tipsy. So I don't remember exactly what you said back to me, but whatever it was, I totally cracked up.
Wow.
Surprisingly, no one else did. Again. I guess we were vibing and no one could enter our atmosphere.
Oh, wow.
After our flirty exchange, you playfully told the waitress to cut me off. Can you believe she thought you were serious?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, does she not understand that you work in a comedy club?
Right.
Like, hello.
Right.
Anyway, I went out to get some fresh air and ended up going home with some other comic that said he was friends with Dane Cook. He was almost as funny as you. Almost. Anyway, if you see this, will you call me, please?
Wow. There was a lot there.
There was. Sounds like she had an amazing time, though.
Yes. You know, and...
At the comedy club.
She likes the comedians.
She sure does. There's a name for them.
Yes, there is.
We won't say it, though.
It's...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, man for woman, I drew a bird, then you gave me the bird.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to try to do this in the way that I feel like he would be.
Kind of like I did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We used to sit next to each other in three-dimensional design. You might remember me because I was the only guy there.
Oh, all right.
Every day you came in and said, "You're not going to draw another grouping of triangles again, are you?" What can I say? If you're good at something, don't stop, right?
If you're good at drawing triangles.
That's right.
All right.
Anyway, that was about 5 years ago now, and I can't find you anywhere online.
We're still looking after 5 years?
Last thing I heard about you was that you couldn't afford tuition anymore, so you moved back home to be a nanny.
Oh, wow.
That story was boring, though. So I told everyone at school that you had to leave because of alien hand syndrome.
I'm sorry, what? He's making up gossip about her?
Look it up. It's cool.
I don't know what to say about all this. I don't know what to say.
He continues.
Okay.
Regardless, you're probably wondering why I'm reaching out to you via Craigslist now.
Yeah.
Turns out that I actually made something of myself. And I work on the highway construction crew for the state.
Well, great. He's got a nice job.
And you'll never guess what my current project is.
What is it?
I'm making yield signs for them.
Triangles.
Triangles.
Yay. More triangles. See? That turned into something.
I just wanted to let you know the dream lives on.
That's great.
Hit me up for the reunion coming up in a few months, and maybe we can go together.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okie dokes.
So, yeah, whether you met an amazing comedian that was really, really funny at the comedy open mic night, or...
I mean, you thought he was really funny.
You sat next to this amazing person who made fun of you for drawing triangles.
And you just want to say, how you like me now?
That's right. It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection.
Oh, let's hope they find each other.
This is a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation where you hope you don't find yourself in.
If cops actually arrested Batman, think of it. Like the superhero, he could be hit with several charges, including impersonating an officer, breaking and entering, trespassing.
All that.
Probably others. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested when you're a superhero named Batman, then you're doing okay. You're like, well...
Was that on his birth certificate?
His name, Jamal Batman.
Jamal Batman?
I'm Batman.
Wow. Like, last name is Batman?
B-A-T-M-A-N.
Really?
He's 42. He was arrested for DUI last weekend.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, troopers saw an open bottle of tequila inside the vehicle. Not only that, police found drugs on Batman.
Ooh, also not good.
Yeah, Batman hit with four charges. He's being held on a $100,000 bond. But for Batman, it shouldn't be all that bad, right?
I'm Batman.
Well, made some really bad bat decisions.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, flying.
You'd want to fly?
1,000%.
Really?
I want to fly like Superman.
Oh.
Yeah. How fun would that be?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, from the time I was a kid, if anybody asked me that, I'm like, flying.
You'd be flying.
Did not hesitate. Need to fly.
Or even like Iron Man, I guess, right? Isn't that kind of his thing?
I mean, you have to wear this clunky suit.
Oh, you just want to be able to do it.
Just need to fly.
You don't need the clunky suit.
Yep, I just want to raise my arm in the air like Superman and just go.
Just go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. Yeah, I think maybe invisibility may be one that I would like.
That'd be the other one. That'd
just
be good.
Just to go, all right, I need to be done.
Now you
don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what? Flying, I didn't even consider flying.
Superman flying. Come on now.
That's How pretty good.
How fun would that be?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to, like the Flash, run at an incredible rate of speed and get places, I think that would be kind of cool.
But I get exhausted thinking about that. That has to be tiring, right?
The Flash doesn't get tired, though.
Well,
he doesn't,
I know,
but he's still
putting out way more effort than just lifting your arm up and
flying. How do you know?
It looks like it.
It looks like
From everything I've studied in superhero movies. My extensive research.
Yeah, I think I would want to either do like the Flash or be able to be invisible. I think that would be the two superhero traits that I would probably gravitate towards.
Now, if I could have Aquaman qualities, like go swimming, see, and be able to breathe underwater, no problem. And then as soon as you get out of the water.
Command the sea.
Yeah, command the sea. And then you get out of the water and you're instantly dry and beautiful again.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I feel like that was always his thing, right? Like he didn't look wet all the time.
What do you think the worst superpower was in all of it?
Oh, like, wow.
I want to say Robin was probably, like, Batman's sidekick. What did Robin do?
I don't think he had superpowers.
He was just kind of the dude
that... He
just
got to ride in the Batmobile.
Yeah, he just kind of got to tag along.
Right.
Right, okay.
I mean, his outfit wasn't even really cool.
What is it on The Incredibles? The Iceman? I mean, I think that's like, meh.
Mm.
That's kind of like, you know, Elsa from Frozen, too.
Yeah, I get cold a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if ice would be...
That wouldn't be my jam.
A superpower that I would want.
Do people read minds? Is there superheroes that read minds? I would hate that. Because could you turn that off?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the movie What Women Want.
Yes, that was a superpower.
Yeah, he had a superpower. He got hit by lightning.
He did.
And all of a sudden, he got to hear
and
women's thoughts.
Nuts. He needed to turn it off. I wouldn't want that.
Wouldn't want that. Anyways, getting back to the study, the bar story, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested when your name is Batman, you're doing okay.
He made some bad life choices there. He wasn't fighting crime at all.
No, he was not. There you go. I know, Kelly, you love to sell things on Facebook Marketplace, even buy things on that.
I do.
You frequent that page quite a bit.
Yes, I do. And I happened to find, I think, the most fantastic listing. And it was from, was it Louisville Facebook Marketplace, Buy, Sell, and Trade?
Uh-huh.
It's Milo's Baby Mama Tax Return Special. Ghetto Fabulous Exotic Animal Print Furniture Set.
Okay, so it's like a love seat and a couch and an ottoman.
Yeah, it's leather.
Okay, and it's...
It's a little cracked.
Well, and it says fabulous exotic animal print furniture set.
So Milo's trying to paint it in a little bit of a different light. Like, all right, we're going to call this cracked leather. We're going to call this
animal print.
He said it's time to light some candles, turn on some classic Cardi B, and show your date the best Netflix and chill night of his or her life.
Oh.
This set has magical powers to seduce anyone legally
into
total bliss of sexy seduction. That's how powerful this living room set is.
Wow.
There's even a table thingy. Ottoman, maybe?
Table thingy.
You can set out a nice platter of government cheese on it for your date. Wine and cheese. You got class, yo.
Wow.
Order now. I'll toss in some WAP for that sofa. Warm ass pillows. So comfy, so warm, so pillowy like goodness.
How much?
$1,400.
Wow.
Can I say the word there?
I mean, Lil Jon did, but no.
Okay. No low ballers, as only big ballers deserve the finest in living room furniture. And then we go to the comments.
Okay, comments.
Brendan is like, if Hostess Ding Dongs was a couch. Mark, how many movies they been in?
Right? That's what I thought, right? Scarlett's like, were y'all looking for a leopard print couch and love seat? Tagging all her friends.
Well loved.
Oh,
we'll
shoot.
Say they're well loved.
If you want, we can't share it on our Ben and Kelly show
page.
That's
a private group.
Right. But if you want and you're a member of this group, you can text us. 502-795-1997. We'll send you the link.
I mean, this could be your next living room set. It sounds like it's got a lot of magic.
Exotic animal print furniture set. It's just two couches that are cracked leather.
I mean, it is the most cracked leather I've ever seen.
That's
never seen more cracked leather in one set. Like, how old is that? What had to happen on that? To crack the leather like that.
It was well loved.
All right.
And like Mark said, how many movies they been in. All right, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see it, text us. Ben and Kelly, beginning Monday, 8 a.m., keep in mind, we want you to live the VIP life when you can choose your trip to anywhere in the United States. Anywhere you want to go, VIP action for you. That'll begin Monday morning, brought to you by Bellatoxin, 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do this every hour.
Brought to you by Belle of Louisville. This is pretty great. Katie Thompson is a former Laker girl who's now a high school dance team coach in California.
Mm-hmm.
So the dance squad showed up for a little sweet surprise dressed in their uniforms. And this was all set up by the bride's mom. and it ended up on Inside Edition.
Time for the girls to spread a little cheer. Watch them break it down as the bride herself leads the way.
I was like tearing up. I was in such shock, but I had genuinely like no idea, and they were so excited.
It was really, really cute. Aww. You can see the video. It just looked like a gorgeous wedding. And then the girls just come running in. And you can tell that they all adore her.
Love her. Yeah.
Yes. They were so excited for her. Genuinely excited. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
I bet there are people listening to us right now that wish that we would do this new viral trend. It's 99.7 DJX.
What is it?
Speech fasting.
Speech fasting? Does that mean stop talking?
Yep. So there, it's a thing that's been around for a while, but it's kind of getting a lot of attention now because there's a singer there in Europe that's been posting about it on social media.
What does that mean, though? How do you post and then not talk other than it's just words?
Well, you know, Celine Dion, famous singer, she is a speech faster.
Yeah, she was famous for having to save her voice before like major concerts when she was on tour and all that kind of stuff because that's incredibly taxing on your vocal cords.
Right, and she wouldn't talk.
Exactly.
And so that's the idea, is where people try to avoid talking until like noon and they're totally silent. They're not whispering. They're not saying anything.
At most workplaces, though, can you do that? You have to interact either with customers, if you have that kind of a job, or with each other. I mean, you probably have meetings.
Yeah, I would imagine most of us probably can't get away with it and keep your job, or maybe even your partner or others. Maybe your partner's like, I wish they would speech fast. But I know after the show, there are a lot of people in my friend group who are like, he doesn't talk.
Yeah, no, you and I both are pretty, like, we use up all of our words during the show.
Yeah, I know, and people are like, I thought you'd be, like, really, really, like, talking and all that stuff. I'm like, nope, no. I stopped talking after 10.
Exactly. Yeah, after used all the words, and then I don't have anything left
all
to
the
say.
Words, I'm done. Yep. I'm done. But I guess there's, you know, it says that long periods of prolonged silence lowers blood pressure. It helps reduce levels of stress.
Yeah,
and
sometimes
I've
been driving in silence now. I was always like, I need the radio
music,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have kind of now transitioned into, I like to drive in silence.
I do that every now and then. Like, I'll listen to DJX most of the time.
Because you're listening to see if there's anything wrong and do I need to fix anything. You're not listening like a regular listener.
But I sometimes I'll listen to classical music.
Okay.
And then, like you, sometimes it's just utter silence.
Yeah.
And it's just a vacuum of silence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, and I'll do that sometimes when I'm running. Like, I will not listen to anything while I'm running. And I'm just listening to nothing and just seeing the world around me.
See, how do you not, like, concentrate on how tired you're getting and how your body hurts?
Oh, I don't know.
See, that's what I need distraction. If I'm going to be doing anything like that, I'm going to need, like, all the music, probably incessant boy bands.
But like I said, I'm sure there are people, even within the sound of our voice right now, they're like, I kind of wish Ben and Kelly would do speech fasting
Here's
until
the thing,
noon.
Though, with them, they can just turn us off.
You're done!
And the others can just enjoy our incessant chattering.
Speech fasting.
Hey, we're there. We're there for either if you need us or you can just turn us off, boop, if
you're right.
You don't.
You're right. It's a thing called the radio.
They can make us speech fast.
You can turn us up.
Exactly.
Down or off.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Right. All right, coming up next, Amber, she checked in and she's kind of worried about her 11-year-old's habit. He started smoking. And, you know,
no,
she just really
it.
Wants
that's
him.
That's not it at all. That is not it at all.
He's like, Mom, you know, it's just been a rough day.
No.
I just need to kick back, have a couple cigarettes, and just unwind.
No. By the way, speaking of that, my husband and I were driving to dinner last night.
And you saw an 11-year-old
like,
smoking?
No. He looks over. He goes, have you ever just thought about taking up smoking? I said, no. Have you? He says, no, it's just a random thought.
Wow. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
I tried one time in college freshman year.
Is that when you were in your experimental phase?
Yes, I just met these girls, and we went out on Slater Hill and sat there at Purdue University, and I just tried one. My mom was a smoker.
What else did you try with those girls?
We didn't know she was a smoker. And I was not very good at smoking a cigarette. It was the first and last time.
Yeah, you know,
it was gross, disgusting. I didn't understand how people liked it.
There is a period. Anybody who's worked in food service,
yeah,
and doesn't smoke, well done. I mean, there was a period of my life where I would have the occasional cigarette because of food service,
of your environment.
Yeah. And you know, it wasn't obvious. It never turned into a habit or anything like that. But yeah, don't do that now. How did we get on cigarettes?
Because you said the 11-year-old has a new habit, smoking cigarettes, and that is not
a been a rough day. Just need to fire up a old cancer stick
about.
And just
no
let her rip.
No. No, sir.
All right. Group therapy coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Parents, assemble. Amber needs us. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I want to thank you all for the work you do with Norton Children's Hospital. Oh,
thank you.
That's sweet. She said my youngest son was born premature. We were there for several weeks, so thank you.
Oh.
Anyway, the real reason for why I'm reaching out is for my other son. He's 11, won't stop sucking his thumb.
Mm.
My neighbor said it's not a big deal and that there are plenty of adults who still suck their thumb as a coping mechanism. But
right.
My mom says I need to get him to stop right away. She's worried he's going to get permanent buck teeth. And will be made fun of once he gets older.
Okay.
I certainly don't want him to be made fun of, but could you please ask your listeners if they have any tips or advice for getting your kid to stop sucking your thumb at his age? Thanks so much.
Interesting. My older two daughters sucked their thumb.
Until like what age? Were they like six? I want to say they were like six.
They were, yeah, maybe six or seven. Maybe eight.
I think I remember having this conversation with you. You were like, it's a thing and we got to get them to stop. Because they're getting older.
Well, and it was just annoying for me.
Sure.
I wasn't necessarily worried about like permanent tooth damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what orthodontics are for if you need or whatever. But I was more like they would try to talk with their thumb in their mouth. And be like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, I can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth.
Yep.
Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. Can't understand you with your thumb in your mouth. One of them was affecting her nose even a little bit because she would put her index finger up next to her nose. And then we noticed that started to, like, move.
Wild.
And so once she stopped, everything aligned perfect. And they haven't actually had braces. My youngest daughter has to have braces, and she never sucked her thumb.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because my kids were, just one. Jake was a pacifier kid. And so we were having that conversation when he was like three. And they were like, well, you need to break him of that habit because of the teeth thing.
Because then he'll start smoking cigarettes.
No!
He needs something in his mouth.
That's not what he said. He did like treat that, though. Like, it's just... He's stressed out. He just put that in his mouth. He's like, it was like he was getting a hit.
Yeah, it was a dopamine hit.
Yes.
It was like,
made him instantly happy.
It's been a rough day.
Yes.
I'm stressed.
And we got those wubba-nubs that had the little animals hanging off of them. They were the cutest thing ever. And I kind of didn't want them to stop because they were adorable.
All right. So why don't you text us your kid's habit? Like, do they smoke cigarettes?
No,
do they chew tobacco? Are they doing drugs?
No, we don't need to put habits on blast. We need to help Amber with her 11-year-old. Is it bad that he's still sucking his thumb?
Do we
need to intervene?
I think he's going to stop.
Well,
I think he'll just stop.
She doesn't say where he's doing it. Like,
right.
I would say if he's doing it around his friends at school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That might become an issue, but if it's just at home.
Yeah, I mean, the if he's doing it around his friends at school, I would imagine that
they'd
will
probably
take care
point
of
it out.
That will take care of itself.
Yeah, I feel like kids are going to be honest. They're going to be like, why are you doing that?
Right.
You're 11.
You're 11 at your age.
Exactly.
Grow up, man.
Right. I mean,
do what we're doing.
Probably in middle school, right? My daughter's 11. She's in sixth grade. That's middle school.
We're making out in the back of the baseball diamond.
We're not doing that. But we're more aware, we're getting judged by kids more. That's what we're doing. We're not, stop it with them. Why are you tossing out so many bad behaviors right now?
I'm telling you, I don't know if I grew up in a, I grew up in West Central Columbus, Ohio.
Not where
which,
I grew up.
Which
Northern Indiana, none of that was going on.
Apparently there was different things that were happening in my high school, in my middle school, my grade school,
grew
middle
up
school.
In Mayberry.
You lived a sheltered,
I did.
Sheltered adolescence and all that. All right. All right. Well, anyways, and we've actually gotten several texts since we've been talking about this from other listeners that are like, hey, I've got the same problem with the same age kid.
So, oh, wow.
Maybe this is more than... So at least, Amber, you know that you're not the only one.
Yes, and thumb sucking is different from like pacifier, because pacifier, you can take that away. Thumb, you can't take away.
Well, you take the pacifier away, they'll start sucking other things. All right. 502-795-1997. If you've got some advice or you got a story to share, feel free. The text and phone line is open now. Amber checked in and is worried about her kid's thumb sucking habit. He's 11, won't stop sucking. Neighbors saying one thing, hey, it's all right, it's a coping mechanism, nature will sort itself out. Her mom, however, is barking in her other ear going, you got to get him to quit.
Yeah. So she's just wondering, all right, what do you guys think? Should I step in and, you know, try to get him to quit the habit, or is it going to work itself out? Angie says, when I was younger, I used to suck my finger. For mm-hmm. me to break the habit, my parents took me to my dentist. My dentist put this device that had three spikes in the roof of my mouth.
Jeez.
It took one time for me to get spiked for me to stop. I felt it was cruel.
Yeah.
But effective. Hopefully there's a different way now.
I was going to say, do we
that
need
the dentist
to,
can suggest.
Do we need to do that?
Seems a little extreme. I mean, I know that there is a like sour tasting stuff
that
people
I
use
know.
To get people to stop biting their nails. Maybe the same kind of thing.
If you haven't yet talked about it with your kid's pediatrician or dentist, I would. Because they may say, you know what, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Or they may say, well, you know, it could lead to this. You may want to. So they may be a better, like, sounding board and resource. And assuming maybe you already have and you're still kind of confused as to what to do. Lisa checks in and says, my son sucked his thumb until maybe 7 or 8. We tried the nasty stuff he put on their thumbs. We took him to the orthodontist to get a retainer that had prongs. Kind of like Angie,
oh,
our
wow.
listener Angie, right? Nothing worked. Time is the only thing that works. And by the way, my son's teeth are perfectly aligned. So didn't have any issues with buck teeth like Amber was worried about. And then she says, also, I'm with Ben. The bad stuff was definitely happening in Southern Indiana, like in West Central Columbus, Ohio.
Great. Susie says, if you are worried about the dental issue, bring it up with the dentist.
Yeah.
As far as getting made fun of, if he sucks his thumb at school and around people that would bully him, you're not going to be able to stop that. More than likely, he's just going to outgrow it. Like, that'll work itself out.
Amanda checks in on Facebook and says, well, our 7-year-old shut the door on our 3-year-old's hand, went to the ER, broke her thumb. After months of bandages, she never sucked her thumb again. So there you go.
Oh,
there's a little thing. Just shut the thumb in the car door or something.
I don't think that's recommended.
Elizabeth says, I sucked my thumb until I was 12. Perfectly straight teeth, never had braces. So, see, I mean, I think you just got to let time be the deciding factor here.
Okay.
I don't think I would go to the orthodontist and get spikes put in his mouth.
No, I wouldn't do that. I think the biggest thing she is kind of worried about, though, is he going to get made fun of at school? You know, kids can be mean about that stuff. So Susie followed up and said, if he plays outside, he can get worm eggs under his fingernails and ingest them when he sucks his thumb. It happened to my sister.
Wow.
What? Worm eggs?
Well, listen.
That's what we have to worry about now?
If it's now, don't listen to these weird, these listeners don't know anything.
It happened to Susie's sister.
She doesn't know.
She lived it.
She doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for sharing all of your horror stories with Amber, our listener. Again, we're going back, I think, time. And then if you haven't already spoken to the pediatrician or dentist,
Do that.
You know, do that.
Get the professional advice. And then maybe they can, if your child hears it from them, it might hit different.
I think, you know what? A thumb for your 11-year-old, better than a cigarette.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. Let's hope that that's not really something he has to worry about.
It's been a long day.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for checking in with us. Keep us posted. And that is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Laura calling us from Shelbyville. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi there. Laura's got black hair, drives a Dodge Journey, is a nurse, and has been married for 18 years.
Look
and
at that.
Five kids.
Wow.
Now, are they all yours or is it a blended family?
All of mine plus my nephew. So one is my nephew and then four of them I birthed.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Good for you.
It's a lot.
Good for you. All right. Well, good deal.
I just did too, and that was it. I couldn't do anymore. I was just like, my body can't handle
it. We stay busy.
Love it.
Love it. All right. Little Kid Drunk Adult is what we're playing. Kelly is going to explain how the game works.
So you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to determine, was the person a little kid or a drunk adult when it happened?
All right.
All right.
Fun game.
All right, cool. Here we go. First one.
I stole money from a bunch of Girl Scouts.
Oh, stole money from a bunch of Girl Scouts.
Yep.
Let's hope it's not a drunk adult.
I'm going to say that was a little kid.
Yeah,
little kid.
That didn't know
like
any
that's
better.
A little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping.
Didn't know any better?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Just haven't had that talk about like, hey, let's not take other people's stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you're both saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes. Yep. All right.
You got it.
Thank goodness.
You got it.
It was the late 90s, and I desperately wanted a Game Boy.
So he did know.
Okay.
But money was tight, and my mom wouldn't buy me one, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Some girls I knew from school and saw they were selling Girl Scout cookies at the grocery store.
Wow.
And they had a wad of cash. So I went up and talked to them. When they weren't looking, I snatched their cash and took off.
That's that is a slippery slope into a life of crime. Oh, boy.
And they've only gotten 100 feet before they tackled me to the ground and started kicking me.
Well, you know what? You deserved it, buddy.
Well, they're Girl Scouts.
You deserved it.
No less of them Girl Scouts.
That's right.
I got my self-defense patch.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
One for one. Laura, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I tripped over a crack in the parking lot, fell into the person in front of me, and made them trip, and they lost a few teeth.
Oh, no.
Lost a few teeth.
Oh, it's worse when the other person loses teeth and not you, but it's your fault.
I'm going to say a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Which, again, I feel like makes it worse.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, right. Drunk adult.
Both of you saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no.
Yes. Drunk adult.
Oh, probably paying for some dental bills.
Oh, boy. All right.
We got overserved at brunch, this restaurant in the mall. I wasn't watching where I was going, tripped over a crack in the floor, went right into this woman in front of me who had her hands filled with bags. Those went flying. She went face first into the ground and busted her lips and lost a few teeth. That was an expensive brunch.
That was an expensive brunch, she says.
Yeah. Did you notice how she started it? We were overserved. Not my fault.
It wasn't my fault.
It was the bartender's
fault.
It
wasn't my fault. Laura, you're doing well. Two for two. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I woke up in a Taco Bell dumpster.
Okay.
Listen, who hasn't? Wow.
This has to be one answer, right?
Wow.
I'm going to pray and hope that is a drunk adult.
Yes.
You're praying and hoping.
Well, how traumatizing would that be as a kid? Right?
All right.
Yeah, it's got to be drunk adult.
All right, so both of you saying.
I blame the parents for the drunk adult.
Oh, yeah. It has to be, though.
All right, both of you saying it's drunk adult. Adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Oh, my gosh.
I was playing hide and seek with my friends, and my house was backed up to an alley and a Taco Bell. So I figured they'd never find me in a dumpster.
Never find me in a dumpster.
And I was really committed to win. And so I stayed in there so long that I ended up falling asleep.
Wow.
Wow, what a story.
Wow.
What a
from the dumpster.
Story.
He's the king of that game.
Dang.
There's no way he lost that game.
No, wait. There is a little bit more. Hang on.
I woke up about an hour later, and then I found my friends later that day, and I was just really too embarrassed to admit where I hid. But then, you know, they started asking why I had cheese sauce on my back.
That's funny.
Oh, how stinky that must have been.
Oh, good stuff. Oh, well, hey, you know what, Laura? 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congratulations.
Yeah. That was great.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, you're a winner, and thank you so much.
One of my 12-year-old is a happy.
See, there you go. Awesome. Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with the show. Just give us a little bit more information from you, so just hang on, okay? All right.
Perfect.
Cool. Oh,
some good stories there.
Yeah. But we need more.
Yeah, we do. So if you have a story you think could really go either way, if someone just hears a little teaser of it, then record yourself telling the story. Give us that teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Victoria said, sitting in a hotel in downtown Chicago, wait for TBT. How about some country?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We just played the tips of these songs. Like Scotty from Shelbyville.
I got a song to throw back. How about G6? I'd like to hear it.
Oh, like a G6.
Like a G6.
Oh, Far East Movement.
Yes.
All these songs take you back to a specific point in your life. It's Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
Kayla from Charlestown. How about some old school J-Lo?
I mean, that's what her fans want.
Absolutely.
That's
why she
rebrands her tour. And the hits!
Yeah!
Yes, yeah. The hits!
Now they're going to buy tickets.
That's right. Let's put J-Lo on the map. She was not J-Lo at this point, though. She was still Jennifer Lopez.
Was she?
Yeah, she didn't turn J-Lo until it was like Jenny from the Block. That was kind of her J-Lo era.
Oh.
All right, Throwback Thursday, DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Favorite Brad is requesting 99.7 seconds of Maroon 5.
Oh. Okay.
Set the timer.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Okay. I'm sweating now trying to do math.
Oh,
all right.
No.
We'll figure it out. Throwback Thursday. All right. Throwback Thursday. Not sure if that was 99.7 seconds of Maroon 5 or not.
Might have been a little bit more.
Actually, I think it might have been a little less.
Our bad.
Sorry. We'll go ahead and chalk that up. That's a loss on our part.
That's on us.
That's on us.
That's on us.
Yeah, that's on us.
Brittany, it's Brittany again. Let's get this TBT going with some Lil Wayne Got Money.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's go. We used to take songs and kind of like...
ruin them?
change the lyrics a little bit. And...
if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, this is...
oh, yeah.
I'm getting secondhand embarrassment, and I literally did this. Got honey, ham, and capicola. Take it out the delegation, slice it, then make it like this way, that way, this way, that way. Getting some from every girl in the deli. Hang on, gotta hit up aisle 3. Okay, all right, that's good. It's Ben. All right. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Maggie, thank you for texting in and needing some blast. Yeah, we got that on 99.7 DJX.
We're also going to send that out to Sassy Matt.
Okay.
He needs some ketchup. It's a different song. But we're going to be an adjacent request.
It's not really adjacent. We're playing his artist.
It's ketchup. It just wasn't the song he wanted.
Okay. It's Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX, there's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back to back.
For Shannon.
Yep. Missy Elliott needs a good beat this morning. And yet, it's your It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Kate, happy birthday. Turned 27. She needs something to keep her first birthday celebration going.
Oh, something.
Something.
Anything.
Oh, that's what works.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Got a message from Amy listening in Charleston. She's like, play some Tone Loc.
That's Charlestown.
What did I say?
Indiana. She said Charleston, as in South Carolina.
Oh. Is that not where she's from?
Charlestown, Indiana.
Hi, I'm new here. All right, Tone Loc. Throwback Thursday. Big hair cruising the river.
So cool and had a ball.
Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back on 99.7
EJX. Got a DM from Tracy Latart Swartz.
Okay.
Needs to hear Bittersweet Symphony. Yeah, it's a sharp left turn.
No.
I realize that.
No, we're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that?
No.
What? You just, what? We're reading
no.
her request just to publicly deny and shame her?
No. Is that what Bittersweet, we're doing? We'll do the Sweet Escape. How about that? Instead of Bittersweet, we'll do the Sweet Escape. Okay? We'll do
that's
that one.
Nowhere near what she wanted. That was, no.
Sorry, I made a game time decision right there.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry, Tracy Latart Swart. This is nowhere near what you wanted to hear.
I didn't know that was the one you were going to talk.
That's
you were
Tracy
throw
Latart
out.
Swart. That's what you said. You
no,
said
I, go to I the said DM. The other DM.
No, this is the one we got.
No, you said there were. Okay.
It's Tracy Latart Swart. Once
anyways, enjoy this. Aw, lovely. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Nicole, good morning. Please tell my son, Landon, happy 12th birthday. Happy birthday, Landon.
Hey.
Party like it's your birthday is his request.
You mean 50 Cent in the club?
Yes.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
We're going to
party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
No, we're not. We're going to sip the
Got to learn sometime.
The free songs.
Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX.
Alma needs absolutely by 9 days.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Remember this? Wasn't this in a movie? World.
I don't know.
Oh. Could be. Okay. Throwback Thursday. Alright, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Leslie rolls in. Until the day I die, story of the year. Yeah, we're not going to play that, but we could play Story of My Life, One Direction. Alright? How about we do that?
Leslie,
how about we do
so
that?
I'm so sorry. This is not
we were
at
close.
All what you wanted to hear.
But it's a banger. It's Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Tracy Latart Swartz entering the chat again. She says, I'm glad I'm not the only one that you're disappointing.
You know what? Get in line. All right? Get in line.
It's a day of adjacent requests.
No, not necessarily.
I mean, so far you've had several.
Dr. Aaron says, hey, need a pump-up song. What about See You Again? This isn't a pump-up song.
No, she says Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I didn't read all the way through. Oh, sorry.
Disappointment!
Sorry. Sorry. What, is this better? The wrong one. All right. You're right. This is kind of a pump me up song. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Geneva rolls in and just says wanted.
Okay.
I
just one
I,
word. Sometimes
I
that's
know.
All you need.
Sometimes we just know.
Don't even need the wanted.
Or glad you came. Throwback Thursday, DJX. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9.
Dustin has a marketing positioning statement, I guess, for us. Yeah. Throwback Thursday featuring whatever Ben wants. Thanks for listening to 99.7 DJX. We love the people.
Now, wow.
And then Derek says, a boob or something like that.
I understand, Derek.
It's haboob.
Haboob, which actually means sandstorm. By Darude. Haboob.
He wants haboob.
I mean, don't we all kind of? Derek, I get you, man. I get you. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
I love wieners.
You gotta wait until the beat drops.
There you go, Todd. That was for you.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up our playlist here on 99.7DJX.
Leslie needs Chingy or something in that realm.
Remember this one?
Oh, it's a good one.
Chingy, One Call Away.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Throwback Thursday. We feeling it. 99.7DJX. Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
99.7DJX.
That's a good one. You forgot about how good that was, yes. Didn't you? You forgot.
Casey says, hey, daughter wanted a request last Friday night. You know what? Like that.
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it for your daughter. All right. Katy Perry. Throwback Thursday. There's a stranger in my bed. They're drinking in the park. Skinny dipping in the dark. Been had a menage a trois last Friday night. Yeah, her daughter.
I feel like this is inappropriate.
Nah.
Listening to the lyrics again, I feel like it's inappropriate.
You know, we don't know how old her daughter is.
Okay.
Casey could be 60 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Okay. Tara.
Yeah.
Tara wants to go super old school. Are you ready?
Okay, hit me.
I feel like you're going to have feelings about this one.
What? Oh, well, what is it?
The Calling.
The Calling? Oh,
oh.
Is that what she wanted?
That's what she wanted. I think
I don't even remember this. Is this
song,
it?
Right? Yeah. So lately, been wandering. We're in our feelings. We'll be there to take my place. Is this coming from a place, Tara? I'm gone. Have you been wrong? Did somebody leave you?
Let's just do Call Me Maybe or something like that, all right? Instead of The Calling, we'll just do Call Me Maybe. How's that? Is that good? Sometimes you just got to make these executive decisions, right?
You're sorry.
Listen, this is why we make these executive decisions. We can't let you steer the bus the entire way. You'll run it off a cliff. Let us do that. Throwback Thursday. Ah, good stuff.
Oh, you took her on such a roller coaster.
Who?
Poor Tara.
Oh, Tara.
I mean, she got what she wanted for like 8 seconds. And
yeah.
Then sharp left turn.
Yeah.
I know.
It's all good.
And Dr. Aaron's like, sharp left turn! Sharp left turn!
All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7DJX. Leslie rolls in 99 problems because clearly this is Ben's vibe today.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well done. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Yeah.
So aggressive.
That was before he became Mr. Knowles.
Right.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, there you go. That's it.
So angsty.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. We try to play as many of them as we can. Thank you for the texts and the messages,
without
the DMs.
Substitutions, but substitutions are made.
I mean, sometimes, like I said.
You made several substitutions today.
Sometimes.
Adjacent requests.
It's got to happen.
Executive decisions.
Sometimes executive decisions need to be made, all right? Okay. Like I said, it would be irresponsible of us to allow you to run the bus off the cliff.
Right. Sometimes we got to take back
Sometimes
the wheel.
Sometimes we take back the wheel,
okay.
And we do it ourselves,
right.
But that's on purpose.
Okay.
All right?
I gotcha.
All right.
Kayla in Jeffersonville just thinks maybe you need a hug from Nickelback.
Aw. Well, you know what? Maybe next week.
Okay.
All right. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7DJX. So someone asked men to name things they didn't know about women until they moved in with one. Some of the highlights I have here. So I just want to hear from you whether or not these would actually be true or not.
Okay.
All right.
Now, do I answer based on what I think in general for women or
no.
Just me?
Well, for you.
Okay.
For you. Which I don't think all of these, after looking at them, I don't think all of them
are going to apply to me.
Are going to apply to you.
Okay.
But anyways, they naturally gravitate to the warmest parts of the house.
Okay. Yes.
Like,
true.
Honestly, unsure if she loves me or just my excess heat.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Yes. I get cold a lot.
All right. They take showers with boiling water.
Yes, I like scalding hot showers. 1,000%.
Okay.
I don't think it's healthy, but I do.
And you're 2 for 2. They never finish their drinks. I find cups of half-drunken drinks scattered around the house multiple times a week.
That's because we're going to save it for later. Later, I'm going to finish that.
Okay.
Just leave it be. Or put it in the fridge.
So, my wife notoriously does that with like coffee cups. And there was a point in our lives where we'd go into the bathroom and there would be cups of coffee still in the bathroom, like multiple cups of coffee.
Really?
With half bits of coffee in it. Some of them even had mold starting to grow on them.
Oh, now that's disgusting.
Yep.
How does she not notice that?
Well, that would have been at her parents' house, like if we would have gone and left.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Things about women men didn't know until moving in with one. She takes her bra off at the end of the day the same way I take my belt off, with the force of 1,000 suns and a sigh of relief.
I've never been that violent taking it off.
So that's a no.
And it really doesn't come off until bedtime.
Women have a million black hair ties and also no black hair ties.
You're not a hair tie person. I don't need hair ties. I don't have that long a hair.
That a 5-foot-tall, 100-pound woman can take up an entire king-size bed. Do you use a lot of the bed?
No.
Okay. Yeah, see, there were some that
I stay in my lane.
All right, these are things about women men didn't know. How long it takes to put on makeup. Guy said he never saw his mom do hers and then didn't realize it's a whole thing. I mean, I can say yes. I understand. It takes a while.
It's a process.
It is a process.
But how long is a while?
I don't know. That's not defined.
Because I can get it done in under 10 minutes.
That's Maybe you need to spend a little longer.
Oh, you didn't just say that out loud. Wow.
Man, I'm just saying. Maybe,
wow.
Maybe 10 minutes is a little on the low end of the average.
Stop talking.
Maybe you need to go a little.
You are digging yourself even further in your holes, sir.
All right, pillows. Pillows everywhere.
Yes, but we love with pillows. Pillows are soft and fluffy, yes. Yep. All the pillows.
Common areas guests can see have to be spotless. Their personal space cannot be seen by guests. Absolute disaster zone. See, I would say that's not correct for you. I would imagine you're spotless everywhere.
Yeah, we're pretty buttoned up.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We're pretty buttoned up.
And then finally,
both of us like to live like that. It's not just me.
Finally, your hair gets everywhere. Guy's toe hurting, so he took his shoes off, found a single hair wrapped around it, cutting off the circulation. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to ding that.
Okay. Well, I don't have that much hair to lose.
I know. I'm saying when you lose it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
The hubby gets mad when he's got to clean out the drain.
But see, like, I also know. Yeah. I also know that my beard hairs get everywhere. Like, I try to clean up after I, like, trim it up and everything.
And they're short, red, and curly.
They're not curly.
They are a little curly.
You're making it sound like they're
below
the belt.
Of, a little bit. That's why they can be all right.
I say you need to spend longer than 10 minutes on your makeup. You say I've got short and curlies around my face. All right, I understand. Can we just call it even now?
Okay.
All right, there you go. We're going to move on. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, it's time for a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting absolutely so angry at the fast food worker who's trying to give you a deal on your breakfast, you're doing okay.
Why are we angry that we're getting a deal?
Yeah, Howard, who is the fast food worker, is like, how anybody is so angry at 9 o'clock in the morning is beyond me. But this guy in Cleveland, he ordered breakfast, right?
Uh-huh.
Drive-through, sausage biscuit, hash browns, 2 sausage, egg, and cheese croissants. Order came to about $8, which
sounds delicious and affordable.
He was like, that needs to be about 11.
He's arguing to pay more?
Yeah, because apparently that's his order, and he knows how much it should be, and it needs to be about $11.
At this point, his reaction should be, oh, great. And just count your blessings that you don't have to pay as much this time.
Well, if that was the case, we wouldn't have a setting the bar story. What he instead did was, after Howard, the drive-thru worker, explained that they're running a deal.
It's a promotion. Your lucky day.
The guy started yelling, swearing, eventually sped off, came back, and pointed a gun at him.
What is happening?
Here's Howard.
He ordered like 2 sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and a sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8 and he actually thought it was, he was like, my order can't be right. It came up to, it should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud and I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money. The whole time I was just like, well, if you're going to do it. Like, you, I'm not about to run. You don't scare me or anything like that. Just do what you got to do. And
yeah, I mean, like that's what the drive-thru worker was saying as he came back and kind of pointed the gun at him through the drive-thru window.
He's the hero we didn't know we needed.
He just was kept blurting out racial slurs. Like, what if he did shoot me and kill me? And, you know, I have 10 kids. I'd have been leaving all my kids, like everything. That's just, I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That is right. Oh, I don't know why.
Can we dissect why he has that many kids?
Maybe he doesn't know how it works.
10 kids?
Maybe he doesn't know how it works.
But
yeah, I mean,
he's right, though. He had very valid points. Like, why are you angry that you're saving money in this economy?
Why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning?
That's a very valid question.
There's no reason to be that angry at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Especially, I could understand a little bit more. I mean, it's never a good answer to be that angry about fast food or anything for that matter. But if it were more than what he was normally expecting, then I can almost see where he might be a little bent out of shape. But he's saving money.
Yeah, so again, that's why this is a setting the bar story. We're happy Howard's okay.
Yes.
Him and his 10 kids are going to be fine. That is your setting the bar story. So yeah, just go through today. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting angry that you got a deal,
yes,
then you're doing okay.
Also, just try not to be angry even if you have to pay a little bit more for your favorite regular order. Let's just try to just take a breath.
Take a pill.
Take some deep breaths.
Yep.
Let's blow it out.
It'll be fine.
It's okay. Everything's going to be fine.
That's your setting the bar story.
OMG.
99.7 DJX. Okay. Jack Harlow. If you missed anything from the show, podcast, a great way to catch up on that. There is a, I don't know if you call it a quiz, but a way to determine whether you may be suffering from some depression or ADHD.
There's a huge asterisk on that. It's an asterisk.
But you got to listen to the sound, okay? Listen to the sound.
Don't listen.
Don't listen to Kelly. Listen to the sound.
Don't listen. It's a trap.
And it's not a
trap. Don't walk into the trap. It's a trap door. Don't listen to the audio trap door.
It's on the podcast.
You don't have to listen to that.
Or on the YouTube channel. It's subscribe there.
Oh,
YouTube,
great.
Ben and Kelly Show. It's
That's
there.
Great. Listen, so, if you listen to the podcast of the show, it's going to be the first thing.
Out the gate. I know. We got to hit you with something good.
We have an audio trap door first thing out the gate.
We got to hit you with something good. Keep you around.
I was sucker punched.
Why do you continue to say that?
I was hit upside
the
head.
At least you know you don't have ADHD or depression.
You're right.
See?
You're right. I'm just saying it's a trap door.
WDJX.com. Tap listen. All right. Anything else, Kelly?
No.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.